Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yeah, and again, when you sort of look at the final and you look at the final last year against the Blues, this was a case of the Crusaders coaching staff possibly out-coaching their opposition. And a lot of credit must go to Scott Hansen in the background, but the fact that they do their homework, they're smart enough to look into the future and go, look, there's a good chance we're going to meet these guys again in the semi-final or final. They are a good side. Yes, we've got a game next week, but we also need to be making sure we are planning and actually being able to have people who can concentrate on the next game but have that work ethic to be able to be looking beyond.
Absolutely, and I think that's key, and it is what makes this side so difficult to predict. You know, the Chiefs, having beaten them twice, would have to have thought to themselves, well, we know how to unlock this side, we know how to beat them, you know. But man, I was saying before the game to people I bumped into, you tell me the last side and I will be astounded that beat the Crusaders three times in a calendar year, because you know they just learn, they learn so quickly. And there's no doubt that, like you said, the work of Scott Hansen, Scott Robertson and the entire coaching group to come up with a strategic plan to contain the Chiefs, not let them get away from them on the scoreboard, try and keep them close, and then when the time comes, pounce on them. You know, they very much, and I know this for a fact, targeted the breakdown. They felt that that was an area where they could disrupt the Chiefs, force them into getting slow ball, force them into kicking the ball away, and equally show up that they've got some inaccuracies there. And you know, that's just clever. You know, I hardly think of a Crusader that really got pinged at the breakdown. There's a couple for not rolling away, but in general, the players got to their feet. They counter-rucked. They were very good with their own ball. I don't even remember Sam Kane at all even getting a turnover in that game. So, you know, all of that is the background work and then the players believing in that area and just targeting it. And it was instrumental in the win.
Yeah, I guess that's the scary thing for me in this, is that I'm so super excited that Scott Robertson is our All Black coach next year, but I'm also really concerned this year because the Crusaders in the space of 2 weeks took a Blues team with a lot of All Blacks, made those All Blacks look very ordinary, and on the weekend you mentioned Sam Kane, there's been a lot of discussion around Sam Kane. He's always been, I guess, a bit of a controversial figure for a lot of people. Always hard when you come, when you're the next guy after a Richie McCaw. You're always on a bit of a hiding to nothing. But whether or not, you know, is he genuinely, I know the Northern Hemisphere don't necessarily rate him. And then, you know, he's been great all year, and then the Crusaders come up, slow the break, you know, work on the breakdown, slow the ball down, and as you said, suddenly Sam Kane's invisible. And then I'm thinking, as an All Black, man, the Northern Hemisphere are going to do this to us. And so, you know, is Sam Kane still the right guy? And so through the brilliance of the Crusaders, I'm now concerned about some of the All Black selections.
Yeah, for sure. And it's the Crusaders' mantra, isn't it, to make good players who are in form look ordinary.
Like, yeah.
Think of the week before. Mark Taylor was in scintillating form, but they made him look very ordinary. And then all of a sudden, there was chat that, oh, well, maybe he's not as good as what everybody thinks he is, because the Crusaders just did a number on him. They came up from outside in. They obviously spoke about not wanting to give him space. And every time he got the ball, he had a defender on him. He had nowhere to go. He couldn't even go lateral. And I think I commented on it last week that there was times that he was almost running backwards to try and get some forward momentum. So they have this ability, like they did at the weekend, to make good players look like ordinary players by putting them in pressure positions throughout a game by targeting specific areas. And the week before it was defence, this week it was breakdown. Yeah, it is a bit of a concern, Watto, you know, that very good players who are playing well with a certain type of game plan coming at them can struggle. and not adapt. That's the thing that worries me the most. And I think that's been the problem with the All Blacks most recently, is when a team throws something quite different at us than what we that we're not quite used to, like Ireland did, like France will do, but in particular even South Africa, the way they defend and their kicking strategy that they adopt, it kind of draws us in, and we've not got the ability to find a way out. We become insular as well. And I certainly feel at the weekend as well, the Crusaders forced Damien McKenzie in particular. I don't know why they didn't want to use Brad Weber to kick. I don't remember him actually kicking a box kick at all. He did do a clearance kick or two, but tactical kicking to win the ball back, the Crusaders, for whatever reason, put real pressure on McKenzie, and he pretty much kicked the ball from post to post down the middle of the field a lot. And that's because they sat players back on both flanks, and so he felt there was no space, or he didn't want to kick there. And that's the easiest place to be able to then counter-kick or counter-attack or whatever you want to, because you've got so much vision and so much room from the middle of the field. But going back to what you said, it worries me that they can frustrate a guy who's in such great form and his kicking game had come so far to just kick, just banging it aimlessly down the middle of the field because of the pitcher they were showing him.